Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Trump announced that the United States will be pulling out of Syria soon. Tom Adam with Heart for Lebanon says,
we pull out, I think it will leave a void. I think that's pretty much understood around the world. But what does that void mean and who will fill it? I don't know what that void means, but I pretty much guarantee you that the Russians will fill it. And that will make them a little bit more of a world power, more prestigious in the realm of because they're siding with Iran and China. That void will probably be just a worse off for the everyday citizen inside Syria, which will mean more refugees.
Adam says it's too early to know exactly what this means for the church, but he says Muslims are very open to the gospel right now. So let's be praying for the believers there and opportunities. And sandwiched between Myanmar and Bangladesh is the Indian state Mizoram. The state is mostly Christian and very poor. Farms International's Joe Richter explains.
Unemployment is something like 45% in Mizoram, and it drives many of the young people into drugs and alcoholism and despondency because there's a lack of real opportunity for them to have a good job and to have an income.
So this summer, Farms International will be starting their microloan program in Mizoram. Not only does the program help lift believers out of poverty with sustainability, but it also strengthens the church's ability to reach others in the name of Christ. Ask God to guide this program as it begins this summer. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.